today are Diane King and Jim and Joe Rizzoli. The websites of interest are CCFile, two I's in file, CCFile.com and JRizzoli.wordpress.com and RizzoliTV.com. Diane, could you elaborate on some of the other things that you included in that email? Because I think it's very important. You mentioned that the establishment's new public enemy, number one, is the straight white Christian men. So apparently, if you haven't gone over to Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria and gotten yourself killed or maimed or on psych drugs, then I guess they're going to do away with the rest of the people by simply declaring them as the new public enemy. So that it seems like... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, isn't that a reference to what someone on CNN had said?
Yes. Gate of Liberty said that, and also CNN said it, Chris Cuomo.
Right, exactly. Considering the source, CNN is,
yes,
probably
it is.
Talked about them.
Yes. Right. Well, you can include the entire media because everything is owned, and we can thank Ronald Reagan for that. When he came into office, there were something like 87 different media entities, and now it's pretty much down to 5. Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
Interesting. Thank you for presenting that, because we have, a romantic view of certain aspects of our history and politicians, and that we don't accept. We say, Ronald Reagan, those were the good years and such. But I was just a kid. And so, absolutely, once you understand more of what's happening, none of these politicians... Donald Trump is not a politician, but he's been forced into the mold, and he's doing some seriously erroneous things, like in the Middle East. But I think he's trying to do the right thing, and so he needs to be supported. But they should never be held on a pedestal. And once we understand what they're about, as you have, and particularly in my case, George Bush, then we realize that they're sellouts. They only care about themselves. There's no such thing as a good politician, and we're really sunk. My dad used to say he didn't. I don't think he remembered it at this time. There was a time I think when he wasn't voting. He said, "I'd vote if I didn't have to vote for a politician."
That's clever.
And, how did that work? Okay. So and there are two other articles there. If anyone is to wonder, now a lot of this stuff they throw out as a testing ground. How are people going to respond to this? I think there's a lot of denial on our side. Oh, it couldn't possibly be. It couldn't possibly get that bad. They wouldn't let that happen to us. Oh, really? And what are exactly the breaks and barriers that would keep them from disenfranchising and eventually eliminating us? There's nothing.
Sure.
And particularly if the white man has been deemed by the Jews as their bane of their existence, well, they're going to do everything they can to get rid of us, because if there is, like in Germany and also in the U.S. at the time, a strong homogeneous population, you're going to have a strong identity. If you can't go after the identity, you go after the culture that creates the identity. You have a strong solidarity. You break up the solidarity by infusing a third world population, intermarrying and all that, game over. You do not have a country that has its loyalties. It's so split and divided, you now have a slavishly working force that doesn't know who they are. They either are collecting welfare on the government dole, and the other 10% are working their brains out to try to make a living. Perfect environment for a parasite.
Sure. And multiculturalism, you have to look and see who's behind the curtain with that one. And they readily admit it. That they're behind multiculturalism and the reason for it. And it's very interesting that while they want the rest of humanity to intermarry and to mix, they certainly keep themselves isolated from doing the same thing that they promote in others.
Absolutely. Interestingly, though, Israel, I think Hitler had forecasted this. They will have their own homeland. It will be called Israel, and they won't be able to, they couldn't, can't stand living together and won't be able to wait till to get out. They won't stay there because they don't like, Jews don't like living with other Jews. They are not happy unless they're dominating and creating havoc in the host population. And if they're the host population, well, what are you going to do?
Oh, that's interesting. That is really interesting. I don't remember where I read this, or but just this past week, I read something to the effect that both Chelsea Clinton and Trump's daughter, I always get them,
Ivanka,
were both targeted by Jewish men long ago as a kind of a setup, so that,
wow.
Have you heard anything like that?
Well, no, I don't doubt that at all.
You can see it.
I mean, it is a coincidence, doesn't it? I mean, really?
Yes.
Coincidence. Yeah,
but,
figures.
Right. But of course, I think Chelsea, the fellow that she's, he's big bucks. I mean, he's worth a lot of money, right?
Well, so is...
Oh,
both of them.
Kirshner?
Oh, no, I know. Kirshner is too. I mean, I don't know if Kirshner is worth more money than Donald. I don't know. But there's a lot of money there.
Kirshner's father made a lot of money in building in Israel. He built a lot of the homes there.
Yeah, okay.
In the wrong place, of course. Took over Palestine.
Right, right.
In the settlements, he built a lot of the homes in the settlements.
Yeah.
So you just have to wonder, and the position that Kushner has with Trump is very, well, that's very scary.
Yeah. It is. He's kind of the inroad, the foot in the door that allows the rest of them in. And in regard to various declarations our president has made, I really get the feeling at this point it was a gun to his head type of thing.
Yes, you do have to wonder that. And, of course, I did some programs back in November right after the so-called election, because certainly who decided who the voters were going to vote for to begin with? We didn't really do that. They said, okay, you can either have this one or that one. Well, okay, between this evil or that evil, I don't know which one. And but I did some programs, and I listed some of the people that Trump was associated with, some of the teams that he had working with him. It was pretty awful. And I always said that you cannot do business in Manhattan unless you have an in with the Jews, because they pretty much own Manhattan. Well, they pretty much own a lot of things.
The thing is, I think Trump makes a distinction between his business practices in New York and being president running the country. I somewhat doubt, and this may be naive, and of course it we'll see, that he thought that he might be able to act independently from them because this is a different venue. This isn't business precisely like it is in New York. It is more politics running the country and management in this regard. I think he may have naively thought he could do so without their interference.
Sure. Now, the other thing, too, is that with the media, the entire media, whether you're thinking liberal or alternative, the entire media is against him.
Right. Yes.
That says something. If the media is against you, you must be doing something right.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know how it is where you live. You live in Chicago?
I live in the suburbs.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're here, okay, when you turn on the TV, and especially if you get on Channel 2, which is like WGBH, you know, PBS, and they have all the time, I watch their news only because I want to torture myself. But anyway, it is so incredible. Every single person, an article that they talk about is against Trump. I mean, nothing ever is on anybody's on his side at all. Bash, bash, bash. That's all the media does in Massachusetts. all the politicians, even the Republicans. It doesn't matter. They bash him too. Everybody bashes. My God, I've never seen so much disrespect for a president as I have seen for Trump.
Yes, that's the same way it is here. And you have to ask yourself, why is that?
Right.
What is he doing or not doing that the Jewish media doesn't like?
Well, he
and the politicians too. The mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, has nothing but hate for him.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's mutual.
Yeah.
I can't stand him. See, good news, bad news about him leaving Washington is that's the good news. Bad news is he ended up in Chicago. Bad news for you.
Yeah, right.
So, but the thing is, you didn't know that policy that Obama had that caused banks and financial institutions to refuse helping certain organizations because the administration at that time didn't like their political stand, which mainly was targeting conservative groups. Trump repealed. He completely reversed that. So that but you don't hear that, do you?
No.
So I'm up in Massachusetts. I don't hear it either. I saw that. I had to read that online.
Wow. I did not know that. Well, we don't get real news. Sure.
That's for sure. We're lucky to get the real news, if you will, on the Internet. There are certain sites that are watchdogs. Those are the sites that will provide, it's already been filtered through the fake news filter. And so they're probably, this is where I got one. I think it might have been, it wasn't young conservatives, I believe, was one of them. Not young Republicans, because I'm a bit dubious about the party thing, but young conservatives and people who are a bit, on the radical side. Those you can trust the news sources, I think.
Well, if they haven't been hijacked.
Hijacked, yeah.
Sure.
You know that.
Sure.
I mean, if they're favorable toward the Jews, and most of them are, then it's grain of salt and start looking elsewhere.
Sure. Well, when Rahm Emanuel came back to Chicago, he had given up his residency here and rented his home. And so when he came back, he really did not have, he was not qualified to run for mayor. And there was a gentleman that I had on my program, Jeff Joe Black. And I also had John Cass on with Jeff Joe Black at one point, and they said, yes, Rahm Emanuel was not qualified to run as mayor. And so Jeff Joe Black was the main activist and got Rahm Emanuel into court. And then his renters came in and said, no, he rented us the place, and we've been in it, and there's nothing here that belongs to him. Well, the next day, the renters came back and said, oh, we went down in the basement, and my goodness, we found a whole bunch of boxes that belonged to Rahm Emanuel. So he didn't give up his residency. And within 2 months of the court case, maybe 3 months, Jeff Joe Black, first of all, he was a white-collar worker, and he lost his job. He became homeless, literally homeless. Mm-hmm. No place to live, nothing. And his mother lived in Pennsylvania, and he decided to leave town in a hurry because I think he felt like it was in his best interest to leave town. And within 2 weeks after he arrived in Pennsylvania, somebody threw him over over an overpass into the trail of a truck or right into the path of a oncoming semi.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been just a coincidence.
Yeah, I'm sure it was one of those coincidences that we hear about all the time.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it happens. Yeah, it's just one of those little freak things.
Yeah. Like Sonny Bono. Remember the coincidence?
Yeah.
All kinds of coincidences was incidences where people shoot themselves twice in the head or whatever.
Right. I know. I go figure. But, that's what they say. It must be true.
Yep. Yep, we heard it on the news. It's true. Or we didn't hear it on the news. We didn't hear about it, but that's what happened.
Wow. It's up for grabs. Wow.
But getting back to that point about everybody hating Trump, again, he came against the media, and that's why everybody hates Trump, because the media is, you know, making him look bad every which way.
Oh, and, sure.
Horrible. I mean, it's getting worse.
All right. Hi, everyone. Right.
How'd you get that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's our Jim and Joe's Facebook Live.
Yeah, we did a Facebook Live today. That was kind of interesting.
So I apologize again. I was trying to tag someone who, Tom Robb, which is my my friend from Arkansas, and I was just talking, and so I just wanted to let him see that.
But he was supposed to be up here for the rally.
Well, I don't think he was coming. He was I think he might have been at Charlottesville. He, in a kind of a perhaps crass way, that's not what they're called, but He tongue in cheek calls himself the Ku Klux Klan Church in Harrison, Arkansas, and it's only partially tongue in cheek. They're very conservative. They have their own property. They have a great impact in their town. It's 95% white, and he's not shy. He's been involved in political action for decades, and I got to know him. I've also spoken at his meetings down there. A family something or other, and met his family, and it's been real interesting. Anyway, he's on Facebook, and he was asking, or I asked him if he had anybody at this meeting. He said there were some in Charlottesville. He didn't think there were any in Boston, though. And so I thought, you know, that's his right to practice the way he wants to, his political action. And so he doesn't oppose, you know, Jesus himself says, if they're not against you, they're for you. So, and you know, Pastor Rob is not against our Holocaust, quote-unquote, Holocaust denial or any of that. In fact, I think he subscribes to it. I apologize. That's a little bit of history that I know all sorts of people. Now, frankly, I probably know some neo-Nazis. Actually, there is this one gentleman who declares himself, but not neo, an actual National Socialist. He got in trouble in Canada because of it, and he lost his job and all. But as far as neo-Nazis, I'm not sure that actually exists.
I don't think it does.
I really don't either. I think that's another one of those terms, like Nazi was a allied term. They never use it themselves. Neo-Nazis do not apply that to, not true ones, apply it to themselves, and they don't make it an in-your-face issue, just like my friend didn't. His National Socialism, if he were asked, he would talk about it, but he did not walk around with armbands and flags and so on. And Terry, very respectful, very honorable guy, was attempted to be driven by the same Richard Warman I told you about to suicide.
Mm-hmm. That was
Terry almost did it, but then, you know, he backed up and said, okay, that's enough of this, and so he was able to kind of rescue himself in that regard. But anyway, so I know a number of people. And so you know what? Because in Canada, association will get you convicted of the crime. Right. You happen to know somebody. I know the Rizzolis. That makes me whatever they are. Actually, I'm probably more than what they are.
Right.
You know, if they're neo-Nazi, I'm the real thing.
All right.
I'm a card carrier, according to the politically correct,
in other words,
because of the videos I put up. So.
I just want to compliment the three of you for all of your activity and all of the things that you're doing to spread the word, to tell the truth, to talk about what you talk about. I'm just so impressed with the three of you. I think you're wonderful.
We're still living right now, but I'm telling you, the noose is tightening up here. I can feel
that's
it.
Right.
I mean, why don't you tell her I don't know if you know. Well, you got a commercial. We'll get to it when we get back.
We'll talk about it when we get back in 3 minutes. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and during the break I was thinking about something that I've talked about a lot, is orchestrated opposition. Now, perhaps the objective of media Trump bashing might be to gain empathy for those of us who looked at him immediately and said, no, he really is with the Jews. I mean, he put on his yarmulke, and he went to the wall and did all of those things, and he claims that Israel is a really good friend. They're still bombing in Syria. They still have plans for further warfare in the Middle East. The troops are still there. They haven't been recalled. So is it orchestrated opposition to say, well, if the media hates him, then he must be doing something right? Or what do you think?
I look at Trump as now he has his politician hat on, and he's trying to make everybody happy, all right? Because he's looking to run in 2020, I would imagine, and he has to try to make everybody happy. But the problem is that's not going to happen, all right? Because you can't make everybody happy without hurting somebody else. And
sure.
I don't really think he understands how bad the situation is making friends with Jews. I mean, it might be good politically for him, but I think morally and ethically, I think he's going down the wrong road there. I would like to think he's going to take the high road, but I don't think he can do it because the fact that they will kill him. I mean, that's my opinion. If he doesn't continue to play ball with them, and since he has everybody that hates him. If he got assassinated today, people would probably have parties. Okay? They'd be dancing in the street. So, I don't know. He's really in between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Right.
Absolutely.
My opinion.
I'm not sure whether it's a book I was reading this week, or, but I think that he should give every member of Congress. It's probably I read several books at one time. Sometimes I don't remember what I got out of which book. But I think if he gave every member of Congress, all 535 people, a blanket so that they wouldn't be guilty of anything, wipe the slate clean, tell them, okay, if you want to be with AIPAC, then... Or if you're with Israel, then get out of Congress. I think that's what he needs to do. Clean the slate. And every member of Congress is being blackmailed for something.
Yeah, right, they are. Right. Well, that's how they do it. Right.
Sure, they aren't all Dennis Hastert's, but they're all being blackmailed for something.
Yeah, they got something, I'm sure, yeah.
Now, James Traficant was not being blackmailed, but because he identified and exposed them, they got him prison, and then he got out of prison, and there he's loaded for bear. Now he looks like, you know, aside from the fact he has a prison term, I don't think he can run for president, but he could have, at one point, run for president, and he is a danger to them, because it's like JFK was.
Sure.
And so they can do nothing. They can't corrupt him. They can't change his mind. So they have to take them out.
Sure. Now, before we went to the break, you were talking about something, and I want to get back to that.
Okay. Well, we just want to talk about, you know, we always have the pot stirring up here. I mean, there's no end to the stir of the pot, because I'm running for mayor, okay, in my town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, me running for mayor would be like a black guy going into a white supremacist meeting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's actually kind of funny, okay, because these people hate me in this town. I mean, if they could shoot me, they probably would. They could get away with it. But anyway, what's happening is there's seven people running for mayor, and they're putting their videos on the local cable station. And I'm making a beef about this now because they're not putting mine on, you know, because we're doing ours independent. They banned me from cable. So Diane can put my, you know, can give them the video and we can then put it on. But so far they haven't offered to do it. They're not going to do it unless they're forced into it. And so anyway, Diane, maybe you can, you know, just update us with what's going on here.
Okay, I have Jim and Joe, as a result of issues that are not spelled out in their policies and manuals that were arbitrarily decided.
Whoops. Okay. We'll pick it up at arbitrarily decided when we come back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Diane King and Jim and Joe Rizzoli. Lily in the chat room wrote, remember the five B's: bully, bribe, blackmail, banish, and bury. Diane, you were saying they have arbitrarily decided.
Yes, I believe they have, because as Jim has spoken of before, his programs were largely about illegal immigration. And I know they took a lot of heat for this, because this particular city is geared toward pulling in apparently any and every Brazilian that ever lived. And so they become the number one staging area into the city. And so for Jim and Joe to essentially protest that, they're going to run afoul of the political correctness up here, which is pretty thick. And so they did start have a following of people who agreed. Until his 86th show, which when he started discussing in relation to Ernst Zundel, the immigration policy, and then why was a white German given such a hard time by the immigration people in this country, being deported back to Canada. And so, and he got that all kind of squared away, as far, I'm sure, in his mind when he talked to Paul Fromm this week. But the point was that once he launched into the Holocaust issue, it as far as he was concerned with his immigration, illegal immigration supporters, tainted his testimony. And so been disenfranchised since then to include as his interest and understanding of the Holocaust issue increased, so did the production of the Holocaust videos on his cable shows. And because his shows were during prime time, he was, even though they're not supposed to evaluate on the basis of content, they did. And they would micromanage and scrutinize every single little detail. Interestingly, you may recall this picture of what a picture of a person who died of a
Cyclone B.
Cyclone B was supposed to have been blue and black, but the pictures were white, and so they showed
pink.
They're supposed to be red. Red. Cherry red.
Red, right. Right. They cherry red. They said that's like carbon monoxide. And so the back of this person was a female person, and you could see from the, I guess, part of her buttocks, which was the problem, and then her back. Well, that was construed as nudity, despite the fact, since then, I'll inject this. Do you remember that poster of the Vietnam War, of this little girl, it was about 10, running through the street naked?
Oh, yes.
They put
that is emblazoned in my mind.
That, me too. They put that picture on prime time on the same cable-type network that Jim and Joe had been on. But that was okay. So my conclusion is they came after them because of content they didn't want, and they were getting pressure from the Jews in regard to that until finally they were taken off, they were let back on, and they were taken off for life. And so during this time, I entered the scene, and although I didn't know anything about videoing, Jim essentially taught me, and that's a very painful process, let me tell you, of being taught how to do video. But it's very necessary and very important, and all the editing and involved. Once I saw that, I thought, man, now I'm going to be able to project my one love, my one particularly lifelong love, which is a Third Reich advocacy. And so whatever they were doing before, not to mention there's a lot more videos out now, particularly like Brother Nathaniel, there's videos against AIPAC. All of this stuff went up there. We're talking about the Jews are the scourge. Dennis Wise's New World Order, we talked about the Jews are behind all the bad things that are happening. I mean, no holds barred on any of this. So, okay, so here comes, I have a new show. I want to insert an interview with Jim, the go-to person in New England regarding revisionism. Like the title of my show was The Historical Revisionist. Perfect. I'm here. Here we go. We did the interview. I prepared it, sent it in. We can't have him on there because he is banned. So I appealed. I appealed through the executive director, who basically, if you'll excuse it, he's a useless tool. Most of the officious people in these positions that are self-made despots are. And so he said, you have to appeal to the board, but they quickly got back to me and said, no, it's not allowed. Then I sent my letters far and wide to the Attorney General's office, ACLU, everything and anything that has a hint of possibly be concerned about free speech. And nothing. And that was about a year ago. So I said, well, if you don't let me have him on for this, if you were running for office, you know, I was being facetious, if you're running for office, would you let me? He said, oh, yes, we'd let you do that. So, ta-da, Jim's running for office. I presented a video about his discussion concerning the campaign and his campaign and platform and all. It's only 30 minutes, and I submitted it. Nothing. I called, and I couldn't speak to the administrative assistant. She's merely a functionary. She carries out orders. So I talked to the executive director. He says that the original directive from the board stood. I had to appeal to the board, and that's where I am now. In the meantime, Joe had contacted someone in the ACLU, and it's called an intake attorney in Boston, got back with him, who he sent an email to me, and I've been in touch with her. I've now sent her this. I've sent the board of directors a letter, so she is now in the picture. And it looks like they are not going to let him, to which I said, because Jim Rizzoli has differing political views, and they know it, I have to conclude they're discriminating against him and denying his right to full representation as a legitimate, though write-in, still legitimate mayoral candidate. Now, that, and being female, I'm essentially like the press. They're denying me my right there. I mean, I'm pulling out all the stops on this. This is almost the last attempt to do so. In the meantime, we have a show in the neighboring town of Ashland, who this morning, you want me to say something? Well, it's in the paper.
Oh, go ahead.
The paper said Ashland takes a stand against hate or something like that, right?
Yeah, but that's not affecting us.
No, it's just that I have a program in Ashland that now we're introducing more Holocaust stuff into it.
Right, right. But the point is, you I have to go to another town to get my mayoral viewpoints on TV. They won't let me in my own town talk about what I feel is the problems in the town. It's very embarrassing if you ask me. But that's how these people censor. I mean, they don't want to have me on TV. But again, it's discriminatory. So they're going to have to deal with this. Hopefully, we can get the ACLU, even though I can't stand them. Hopefully, we can maybe get them to do something here. But the way this works in this town is this TV station, cable station. The election will be over before they make any decision. That's how they do things.
That's very possible. The thing is, my somewhat cautiously optimistic hope is this attorney who seems to be at least giving a nod in our direction, whether it's her attempt at affirmative actions for politically incorrect people or whatever the thing is. Maybe it's just kind of curious for her because she probably hasn't seen something like this, and now she's getting it. I sent it to the New York ACLU. And then Joe, but it was Joe that had initiated this contact with this Boston person. So we'll see on that. Now, since over the commercial, believe it or not, we turned on the TV to find out what was going on with the Boston rally. And Jim, you want to tell the update of that?
Oh, yeah. We're watching for a couple minutes just to see what's going on with the news. And the news reporter on one of the channels is videotaping all these anarchists who are fighting the cops, okay? They're fighting the cops, a lot of blacks, okay? But anyway, whites and blacks. And the girl that was doing the piece with the video camera guy, they got attacked. They got attacked. They had to get off the air because they got attacked by the blacks. The blacks attacked them as they were doing a live stream here.
Boy. The Antifa and Black Lives Matter people were attacking the police, and so they're kind of underplaying it. Oh yeah, there's a little problem with anti-police. I wonder, Trump had tweeted something or someone on staff had, there seems to be some anti-police sentiment. We hadn't seen it, so Jim turns on the TV and all of a sudden we see they're having some issues now with who?
Yeah.
Are that the white nationalists?
Yeah.
Are they the Ku Klux Klan or the neo-Nazis or any of the other epithets in regard to what's going on? Oh no, it's the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Now
sure.
And then the injuries that have been incurred are from a police reaction to the being attacked.
Yeah.
But they're not going to make a big deal about that. They're not going to say anything about that. They're going to play it down if they even mention it. We probably won't know about that here in the Chicago area. But if they do mention it, they'll play it down. And it's a shame that Black Lives Matter, that the people who are associated with that don't understand that they're being channeled, they're being used, they're being handled.
You're right. And they seem to be willing participants because they don't I don't think they have the IQ, if you do any of the studies on race issues and so on, that they can't wrap their mind around the fact they might be manipulated like this. In fact, I have to admit that a lot of the white people don't understand they're being manipulated too.
Sure. And I don't know that it's IQ. I think it's indoctrination, it's brainwashing, it's government schools, it's a combination of all three.
Yeah, I think it was a line in Men in Black. You have truly become the kind of person we expect from government schooling. And
yes.
So that essentially, they didn't qualify, they couldn't think outside the box, they couldn't wrap their mind around the obvious. And so that's kind of what this is. Yes, it's part of the training, of dumbing down, political correctness, failure to think that just maybe it might not be what it seems, little things, outside the box.
Sure.
Yep.
And as far as the Holocaust denial thing, I've certainly lost friends and family and whatnot by my views on the Holocaust, and I've been called a hater and all kinds of things. But the Holocaust, the real Holocaust, happened in Germany. When you look at the word Holocaust, what it means? It means burning.
Offering. Yep.
And it happened with all of the, with probably every city in Germany that was firebombed. And you can apply the same thing to Japan.
Right.
That was death. It was genocide by firebombing, by fire. And so we need to know history. It's absolutely essential to know history. And if they don't teach it in schools, people are not going to know about it. So please keep talking about this, even though there's a cost to it. There is a cost to telling the truth, but you have to be willing to pay that price. And the three of you are obviously very willing, and I just think you, all three of you, are just tremendous. And I am so glad. And Jim and Joe, I know that you are glad that Diane is on your side.
Well, Diane's been a real big help now, because
yes,
she's the only one that could do any production. It gets
yes.
on TV now.
Okay. Yes.
And so she came around just at the right time. And the fact that she picked up on how to do the video editing and all that, I mean, she's got a big presence now on TV. And I was telling her that at some point they're going to do something. There's something that's going to happen with her shows on TV. Because remember, she's playing all the videos that we watch, you know, The Greatest
yes.
Story Ever Told, all of it. Hellstorm, all these videos she's putting on, you know, David Irving videos, Ernest Zendel videos. She's putting them all on.
I mean, isn't that terrific?
Really,
I just,
up. Oh yeah,
I just love that. I
yeah,
think it
I
was
love
just
the irony.
It's destiny that you were that. It's just meant to be. It's just
yes.
wonderful.
Yeah,
it's just terrific.
Yeah. So she and Diane, what's good about what she's doing now? She does all the typing and the sending out the letters and getting in touch with people. Because I hate doing that stuff. I mean, I can't stand even doing emails. But she's good at typing and getting the letters out. You know, sending them out, mail, putting them all together, getting them looking nice. If it was me, it would be pretty bad.
Well, I was going to ask you something in this regard. I was thinking, first of all, it's kind of, I guess, esoteric type of, is existential, I type, therefore I am. But, you know, one of the things that Paul Flom had always said in regard to various groups, how do you want to be identified? And so I was thinking, Deanna, maybe the three of us could stay and just as kind of, how do we identify ourselves if we were to have a short news clip on who we are? And maybe I'll go ahead and start off and give you some idea. Me, I'm a Christian woman, white American, German, Swedish, French background, Irish and Dutch, a third right advocate, free speech for all, constitutional republic, anti-multiculturalism, and a Holocaust denier. How's that?
There you go. That's
sounds wonderful. That sounds terrific.
I think we should each identify ourselves.
Indeed. Right. Now, Jim, you interviewed Paul Fromm yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, I mean, Paul, I love interviewing Paul, that because he can just keep talking and I don't have to say anything. I mean, he has so much knowledge and has been through so many things. You know, I just let him, you know, tell us his experience and what he's done, and boy, it's simple to interview him, and it was great. I mean, he talked about Ernst Zundel and you know, all the things that happened with him for half hour. And then we talked about Charlottesville, and you know, we got that done pretty quick. And you know, we can turn over videos pretty quick. So that's what's good about us. I mean, we can, you know, we do a video. Like I did a video this morning. I was just sitting out having coffee on the table. I did a video. Boom, it's out in an hour on YouTube. And, you know, that's a skill set that we have that we wish we could do more with it. It's just, you know, they're cutting us off everywhere, which way they can. I mean, it's you know, if I won, like I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket for that big $500 $35 million lottery tonight or tomorrow or whatever. And if I ever won that money, I would use all that money to build a radio, a TV station that basically had all of us people, you, everybody, and you'd get paid for it. You know, in other words, you'd come in so you can, you know, you have money you can live off of. And everybody would go in that station and use it. I'd have professional people that ran the thing, and that we could get our stuff on TV. That would be my, you know, if I ever had to think about a goal or a dream, that would be it.
That sounds great. Okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Kelormax's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Kelormax. Kelormax is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871, that's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Diane King and Jim and Joe Rizzoli, and the websites are CC File, and File has two I's, ccfile.com, and jrizzoli.wordpress.com, and rizzolitv.com, sorry. I've never made a video, and I don't know how. No, I never have.
Well, there have been... it's simple.
Go ahead.
We can help you.
She could do a Facebook Live.
Yeah, do you have Facebook? You could do Facebook Live. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do. Don't even have to have a camera. Use your computer, your phone. Are you on Facebook? You're on Facebook, right?
I have a Facebook account. I don't use it.
You can use it.
I just don't like Facebook.
No, I don't either. But I have Facebook. Well, not under my real name because they kicked me off. I don't know how they banned me on Facebook. But that's a whole other story. But I do have Twitter. I use Twitter, and it's not like I stay on Twitter or I stay on Facebook. That's all I use them for. Like right now, I'll get an email about something. Like right now, I just got an email about it said Six Flags is taking out the Confederate flag off their flagpole thing. Okay, right. So they're taking the Confederate flag. So I just took that post and I'm able to post it to Twitter. I'm able to post it to Facebook. I'm able to send it out to people in email in a matter of 1 minute, and it's going to be viewed by hundreds of people. Just in a minute time, and so that's the whole point.
Sure.
Obama.
Yeah, I have Twitter. I've been so busy doing some other things. I'm better at writing and researching than I am at those things that we've been talking about.
Right. But that's how it is. I mean, you're doing what you do best, and that's what you want to do. I mean, we do video best, so that's what we do. So everybody has their niche. Don't think it's not like you're missing anything. You're not. You're doing what you have to do. If you're good at what you do, then you continue to do it. That's all I say. The only addition here is with the video stuff is if you could do something without even needing a camera or anything like that, then that's a very good advantage because you just put it up to you and you put it on and do it. You know, and it does it automatically. So.
Sure.
And I wouldn't worry about it. You know, you have to understand, look at all the people that you reach and all the things you're doing that we don't, we don't reach. You see what I'm saying? So, you're taking over a field that we're not in because we can't get in it because we do video. Okay?
Sure. I guess we all have our little niche that we feel comfortable in.
Yeah, and that's good. You know, like I said, I'm not a writer. I hate writing. Diane loves writing. I hate writing. I'm good at doing video, and that's what I do. So, between the both of us, we can get a lot done.
We do stuff.
Yeah, we do stuff. But it works out pretty good.
Well, that's terrific. That is terrific. Now, we are going to be taking calls in the next hour. So, listeners, if you have questions, please feel free to call 800-313-9443. We will be back in 3 minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.